Most of the changes in bird populations during my lifetime have been due to the massive changes humans have brought to the Earth in terms of habitat, air and water quality, climate, pesticides, and the introduction of domesticated and wild but invasive species in vulnerable areas. But the enormous change in one species' range is pretty much universally accepted as simply a bizarre range expansion that may have had nothing to do with humans. The western cattle egret used to be found nowhere on the planet except Africa, southern Portugal, and southern Spain. Scientists believe that in the late 1800s, some plucky individuals crossed the Atlantic Ocean from Africa's west coast to South America. The first records of cattle egrets on the continent were in Suriname in 1877 and in Guyana in 1911. The species quickly became well established, but it took until 1950 for someone to find and report a nest. That first breeding record in the Americas was in Guyana. The first report in the United States was in Florida in 1941, and the first nesting report was 2 years later. At that point, the species rapidly expanded. Cattle egrets are not depicted in the first edition of the Peterson Guide from 1934, nor the one I started with, the second edition from 1947. Had I only had the Peterson Guide when I started birding, I'd have been mystified when Russ and I took a trip to South Carolina and Georgia in 1976. Cattle egrets were all over the place. Fortunately, my trusty Golden Guide was the one I always used. The map in that book, published in 1966, showed it right where we were. I saw my first cattle egrets in Wisconsin at the Nine Springs Natural Area near Madison in May 1978. I was shocked to see my first Minnesota one all the way up in Grand Marais on October 30, 1982. There are nesting records in western Minnesota from 1971 through 1992, but no one has found a nest anywhere in the state since then. Cattle egrets nest in heronries with other species. I got to enjoy them up close and personal at the Wacotahatchee Wetlands in Delray Beach, Florida, when I was on a wonderful birding tour there with Rafael Galvez in April in both 2023 and 2024. Now I've seen western cattle egrets in a total of 9 countries outside the United States and in 12 states, including Hawaii. The cattle egrets I saw in Hawaii were western cattle egrets intentionally introduced by humans. The Asian version, once considered the same species but now called the eastern cattle egret, has been reported in the Midway Atoll and the Aleutian Islands and may well have appeared in Hawaii, though it would be hard to tell except in breeding plumage. The eastern species' nuptial plumes are a much richer, darker buffy orange. Cattle egrets of both forms are the most terrestrial members of the heron family, taking their name from their habit of associating with large mammals. People, of course, would focus on them hanging out with cattle, but they're just as happy with bison, camels, ostriches, rhinos, and tortoises. Some people used to think cattle egrets pick ticks off the large mammals, but they feed on little critters stirred up by heavy hooves. They do sometimes sit on the backs of large animals, but that may simply give them a broader view of the area. Western cattle egrets frequently fly over long distances over open water. We saw several in flight over the Atlantic on my boat trip to the Dry Tortugas this spring, and a small group seemed well settled on Garden Key. Some were in breeding plumage. But I never saw a cattle egret in St. Louis County until just last week, on October 28th, a short ways from Duluth on the Ryan Road north of Highway 61. That single individual was reported by Petter Svingen and Sue Barton on October 26th, and lots of birders have had a chance to see it. It stuck around for at least a week. Cattle egrets often follow farmers' tractors, which stir up insects, frogs, and other small animals, so I shouldn't have been surprised that this lovely visitor wasn't fazed in the least by me taking a bazillion photos out my car window. I was thrilled to see it, but hope it wasn't disappointed that my car didn't stir up any lunch for it. I'm hopeful that before the weather gets bad, it'll head to a more congenial climate. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.